Hi, this is Matt. Hello.
Hey, Matt. Hey.
How's it going?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you AI too?
I'm not AI, actually.
Yeah, are you AI?
I am not. I'm actually a real human being.
<Don't>.
AI works, though.
Y'all, Jordan is, Yeah, that's one reason I stayed on the phone, so I could figure out who y'all are going through for AI, so I could get that.
We actually, it's our own proprietary technology. We actually offer it now to our clients. Like, we have, different AI products we've launched. One is the digital assistant, like Jordan. Basically, he can handle, like, all the phone calls, scheduling appointments. He never sleeps. He never eats, you know. So it's helping our business owners, like, in reduction in cost and conversion and stuff, because you don't have to hire as many people to, like, answer the phones. So, but he helps our clients, obviously, when our, you know, you guys get leads and calls from being on Google.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in hearing about that, and kind of, that is actually awesome. I was able to tell it was AI, but I was a little iffy at first.
Yeah.
You know, cause it sounds, it's about 50-50, I'd say. It's kind of debatable if it's AI. And I didn't catch on that she said, Jordan AI.
Yeah.
And then she straight up told me she was AI. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's come a long way, cool. Huh? You know, it's, you know, when AI first started doing this, it was like, so you could tell, like, right away. But now it's like the tonality, the believability. It's really, like, we just literally launched our digital assistant, like, literally last week on the AI side, because we've been testing it for about 10 months now before, you know, our company gets, because we're a multi-billion-dollar company, right? So, you know, before we get involved with anything, we want to make sure that, you know, we fully vetted it, tested it, and now we have, like, several people already on it, and they're loving it. So it's going to be a really good tool for our business owners to help keep scaling their business. I mean, obviously, we're a digital marketing firm, but we also, you know, want to keep up with the times and make sure that we give more tools and value to our clients so that they can continue to, like, keep growing more and more. So I didn't catch your name, by the way.
It's William with Dirty Ducks.
Yep, William. And my name's Matt, by the way. So you doing pressure washing, is that correct?
Oh, we do. Pressure washing and sanding and sealing. And I'm going to be honest, like, we get reached out, man, maybe 10 different people a day trying to get us to sign up to get our Google on top 3 and all that. And I'm going to be honest, the only reason I stayed on the phone was because I thought the AI was cool. Most of the time it's just regular people. But, I'm constantly hit up about it. And, where they tell you they could get you top 3 and all that good stuff.
Are you mainly, like, Jacksonville Beach, or, like, what, like, where's your main hub?
So we don't really have a main hub. We have 6 crews that come out. Northeast Florida, my bad. So, like, Ponte Vedra, St. Augustine, Lemon Island, Orange Park.
Yeah. So when you set up, William, your LLC for Dirty Ducks Pressure Washing, what city did you use for that?
Sadly, I had to use Orange Park because that was that's where they required it at. Yeah, it sucks. We never do any work in Orange Park, so that's one reason Google, we really don't even really push for Google. Our work is in Ponte Vedra, St. Augustine, St. John's, and they're not seeing our Google because of the area we're at. So,
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you filed your LLC, did you use, like, your home address? Is that the reason why it was on that address?
Agreed. Yeah, it was because we don't need an actual office to do what we do, you know.
Of course. There's other, okay, so here's what a lot of guys do, okay? You know, because if you really want to be, like, more in St. Augustine, but you have a Orange Park, Florida address, you're going to need to, like, there's a couple ways to kind of, you know, make it happen, right? Like, there's a company called Regis. They're, like, a office space, like, company, and they allow, like, virtual, like, mailbox kind of things. You could go get one of those things set up for like $20 a month, and then you could get a St. Augustine address by doing it that way. Okay. And then obviously you would have to change your LLM.
Yeah, I honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was. So you can actually do it through like UPS, places like that as well. And it just. But we haven't ever got any work off of Google. We usually rely on an app called Nextdoor.
Yeah, I know.
Which is where we get 99% of our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we really push Nextdoor. And it, yeah, so that's, I know like you could do that. I just, honestly haven't done it yet. Mainly because like we haven't, for 4 years, we haven't seen anything really.
Well, because you've never been on the first page.
Google's been kind of at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, you've never been on the first page of Google. So that's the problem you've experienced is like what most businesses experience. 95% of businesses out there never get on the first page of Google, so they never taste what that's like. But just shoot you straight, William, 93% of the time when somebody is looking for a business, right, they're not going to Nextdoor, they're not going to Angie's, and they're not going to Yelp 93% of the time. They're going to Google to find that business. So most new business comes from being on the first page of Google in any business category, right? So yes, Nextdoor, Angie's, and all the other ones can get you leads, right? But most of the new clients are actually coming from being on the first page of Google. Hence why Google is the biggest company in the world, right? They collect all this money from ad spends, right? So your competition, right, especially pressure washing in St. Augustine, you know, they are obviously spending money right now, right, to be on the front page. So you got set, St. Augustine Pressure Washing, Aqua Power, and then you got Styles Power Wash. Those are the guys that are showing up at the first page of Google. And then you got some guys running a pay-per-lead campaign as well, which I can help you with, obviously. But the point is, being on that first page is going to really bring you, you know, that book of business that you're looking for, and I can definitely make it affordable for you all at the same time. And that all makes sense, right?
No, you're 100% right, and I've heard it before. I just I'm old school. I'm young, but I'm still old school. We just been doing word of mouth, and last year, I'm just gonna be straight with you. You know, last year was probably our worst year in 4 years.
Sorry to hear that.
And I think it had a big part to do with we didn't have any hurricanes here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have much rain, which causes the algae and the mold and the mildew and all that good stuff that we clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weather had a big part last year to do with it.
Yeah.
And then I think people are doing – I had a marketing guy reach out to me 2 days ago.
Okay.
It's $2,500 a month, and he's going to send up to 60 to 80 leads. And it's, you know, just nerve-wracking on all this stuff because I instantly, you know, there's so many scams nowadays and, you know, $2,500 is
that's a lot of money.
Lot, you know,
that's a lot to start with. Like, I have guys, William, that spend $50,000 a month.
It is,
You know, so I have a guy called Stingray Electric in your state. He spends a lot of money, right, with me every month, right? And you can Google him, right? Just type in Stingray Electric. He has over 200 five-star reviews, right? He's crushing it, right? And my point is, though, you know, obviously you got to find a good outfit, like a good company that's honorable and trustworthy. But secondly, you know, you got to find a healthy ad spend budget as well. You know, a lot of my guys, right, they start with my ideal package. What my ideal package includes is, you know, yes, we're going to get you on the first page of Google. If you don't change your address, we have to run with Orange Park. It'll bleed out on the map section, right? And then we run $100 in Facebook retargeting ads. The cool thing about the Facebook retargeting ads is we can focus on different areas other than Orange Park. And then the third level that we can help bring to the table is a Google pay-per-lead program. Okay. And what's so nice about the pay per lead programs, William, is you get to talk to those people before you ever pay for that lead. You talk to them, you ask them a bunch of questions, and if you're like, man, I don't really like this lead, guess what? You simply turn it down and you don't pay for it. Right? It's that good of a lead. And it's coming from you being at the very tippy top of Google. There are some requirements. We got to like give Google a bunch of paperwork. They will do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 8 years now. Right? But as long as that squares off, I can bring you the best lead money can buy on a paper lead level. Okay? But that does take about 2 months for that to kick in. So how we start getting you leads, right, right away is we just get you on the first page. And it's, again, it's business address driven, right? So wherever the city your LLC paperwork's showing, it's going to be where it's going to start with and then bleed out from there. It's usually like a 20-mile radius, usually. So it would be like, so for instance, you're in Orange Park. You know, you would be bleeding out from Orange Park, like usually like a 20-mile radius on that.
Yeah, I guess that's the first thing that I would need to work on is getting the address changed over and trying to get to Google. Now, if I get the address changed over, are y'all able to manage my Google and then get the address changed over on Google?
Yeah, we can help all that. Yeah, so if you get an LLC with
if I get the address,
they won't accept P.O. boxes. Okay. You know, Google is very keen. That's why I mentioned like Regis, because Regis is an actual like office building, like, location. Google knows all the little tricks, but the Regis one works. Okay. Because, you know, it's still like,
how do you spell that?
What's that?
How do you spell that?
R-E-G-U-S.
How do you spell Regis?
R-E-G-U-S.
I'm gonna check in on that.
Yeah, they're like an actual like office building, places, right? And then you can do that, and then they have like virtual mailboxes where you pay a monthly on it. You're not actually like, but you get like a suite number, and you get like, you know, you get the full thing with right, for having that on a monthly basis. But here's what I'm saying: even if it becomes too much of a hassle and we have to use Orange Park, you're still going to get leads from that. But how I'm going to be able to focus on the other areas is those paper leads, right? So the cool thing is, once we get you approved for the paper leads, William, that's going to help you start, you know, focusing on whatever areas you want to go into, and then you're only going to pay for the leads you actually want. Okay, so it's not a pay-per-call, it's a pay-per-lead, right? And so just to kind of give you an idea, let me check the pricing on what that looks like right now. But that's how I've scaled a lot of companies, right, where, you know, we start off small and then we work our way towards more and more business, right? So it's kind of like a crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. And that really helps my clients, like, scale their business. Like my Stingray Electric guy that I was telling you about earlier, he probably spends $20,000 a month on those leads, you know, and they're great, great leads because, again, you know, nothing beats being at the very tippy top of Google. So Google doesn't just put anybody at the very tippy top, right? So you have to, like I said, become vetted. And, yes, we'll handle all that. We'll handle, like, helping you get your five-star reviews even. So we have all these different tools that we bring to the table with you, including that digital assistant that you just heard, Jordan, right? And then on top of that, you're going to have, you know, all your calls recorded as well. So it, like, it helps you stay organized in, like, a dashboard, like a CRM system for you.
Yeah, what were you saying about the Meta? How does the Meta part work?
So we link Google and Meta, right, together. So anytime anybody in your surrounding areas types in any pressure washing keyword, when they log on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from your business showing up on their Facebook, motivating and enticing them to want to call you straight from Facebook as well. So we don't spend a ton of money on it.
Everybody that I have talked to in the industry, they that's probably where they get. Like a buddy of mine spent roughly about $3,000 last year, and he got roughly about $60,000 off of Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook, yeah. But what your buddy, what a lot of guys do, right, and what I can bring to the table that's different than all of that and better is our ads are targeted, right? So the only people that are seeing the ad are people that are actively typing in the keywords onto Google that relate to your business. Those are the only ones. So we have advanced tools that we're able to link Google and Facebook together, right, because we're partners to both, right? So what we do is we – concentrate your ad on people actively looking on it, not just mass blanketing it, you know? So it gives you a lot more bang for the buck, right? And it's more concentrative, right? In terms of like, you know, so we don't have to spend three times the amount of money to get the same results. So we only spend $100 a month with your package, right? On the Facebook, retargeting ads, and that's plenty, and that will get you enough business. Just on that alone.
Yeah, that would definitely be something I would be interested in.
Yeah, so my basic package is to shoot you, like, how the pricing works. My basic package, William, is $299 a month. That includes you on the first page of Google, right? We help build out a website. We help manage your five-star reviews, right? I always talk about, like, having a really good photo of you, right, you know, standing, like, you know, behind your truck or something, right, because I'm going to send you a website right now so you can see exactly what I'm trying to say. But having a good professional photo of you guys, you know, helps you stand out. You know, a lot of guys, you know, just have a name and a logo, right? And but everybody has a name and a logo. All your competitors have a name and a logo, right? So I really emphasize, William, in terms of standing out, putting like a face to the name, right? And kind of like what I just sent you right now. So I just texted you this website. It's a client of mine, Lewis Pest Control, right? He's out of South Carolina. And, you know, when you click on his website, you'll see like him and his partner, they're standing in front of their van and whatnot. They got like their little pest sprayers in their hand, right? Something like that, right, standing out, right, really helps put a good branding image to your name. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So my basic package is $299 a month, includes everything, and $100 of that
really
we spend.
Smart.
Huh? What was that, sir?
Sorry, there's a delay, I guess, when I'm there. Yeah. What I'm saying is on my next door, I'm definitely going to use what you just said, because on next door, you are right, I just have a logo.
Yeah.
And it does make sense what you just said about having a photo of me and the crews on that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also not just having that. It's also being where people are, like, really actively looking 93% of the time, and that's Google, right? So most of, like, the customer base.
No, I'm not saying you're not wrong about that either.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I agree with you. You should. Like, we should brand that image everywhere. We should put that on your Google business profile where you're getting your five-star reviews, on your website, right, on your Facebook ads, and on your next door, right? It should be everywhere. And that's what we did with Lewis Pest Control. I mean, and like, I can sit here and talk about tons of clients, but, you know, just them an example, like, you know, it's just really beneficial when you have that photo. And that's something I'm really preaching heavily this year, William, in terms of, you know, having that, you know, professional image. Because people, when they see that, instantaneously want to call you over everybody else.
Yeah, I like that.
So as you can tell, I'm a one-stop shop. You know, I got technology, man. We've been doing this 21 years now. We own our own building. You know, we're a multi-billion-dollar company. Everybody uses us. I mean, I have all the big, big boys down to average guys, right? I mean, like our biggest client is Extra Space Storage, the largest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations, right? They use us for every single one of those 4,400 locations. So, you know, we're definitely a company that can help you guys grow, right? So if you want to just do the basic package, it's $2.99 a month, okay? If you want to do the pay-per-leads, let me explain how that works, okay? Because I really like the pay-per-leads, and those leads will be beneficial to you guys, and here's why. There's going to be times where you're going to want more leads, okay? Yes, me getting you on the first page of Google. Yes, me getting you $100 in Facebook retargeting ads is going to give you a good ROI month after month, okay? But if you want to keep scaling and you want to eventually, like, focus your attention more on Google and less on Nextdoor, right? Because, again, that's where everybody's going. They're going to Google, man. What you can do is do the pay per leads. And the nice thing about the pay per leads, like I told you earlier, is you only pay for a call you actually want. You don't want the call after talking to them. You simply and politely turn it down, right? And you don't pay for that. That's how good it is. Okay. But like I said, there is setup. But if you do want the call, Google in your area is going to charge you $48 for that qualified call.
Gotcha. Even if you say I like the call and I do send them a quote, but I don't get it, after I send them a quote, I guess, if I send them a quote, then I'm $48.
You are, yes. Okay, so the only two to answer your question, the only two qualifiers that constitute Google charging you $48 is if you agree to go meet them in person or you give them pricing over the phone. Those are the two qualifiers. Right. So obviously you're asking that person on that phone call a bunch of questions, right? Does it make sense? I mean, it's better than, I don't know how Nextdoor is charging you, but I mean, it's better than 99% of other lead platforms out there because number one, you're at the very tippy top of Google. Google doesn't share this lead. And number three is after talking to that person, you still have the decision whether you want that call or not. Right. And, you know, if you want to go meet that person, yeah, it's $48. If you don't get the job, yeah, you spend $48. That's why you got to be really careful on that, right? So you're not spending a ton of money. But these leads, by being on the very tippy top of Google, have high conversion rates, right? It's not like you're going to spend, like, it's not like if you're going to pay for 10 calls to get a job. It's not going to be, like, horrible or anything like that. It might take you maybe 2 calls, right, to get a good job. But, okay, 48 times 2, what is that? That's like 96. So you spend $96 for a qualified customer, you know? So it does have a high closing rate is what I'm basically telling you.
Now, let me ask you a question. If, let's say, those other companies that you mentioned in St. Augustine are on the top of the list and they got their own Google team like y'all doing the same thing, keeping them on the top,
uh-huh.
How do y'all get someone on the top if they're doing the same thing?
That's a great question. It's like, okay, so they're doing it. I'm going to be doing it. How do I get on the top, right, you know, with them and that? Well, it really comes down to us programming you, right? You know, number one, we're not just a regular Google partner, okay? We're a premier partner. There's different levels, right? Number two, we've been doing this 21 years. I mean, I've been on TV, right? I'll even send you that, right? You know, so the nice thing about us is, you know, we don't put you in any long-term contract, right? So, you know, we do ask a 3-month commitment, but then after that, it strictly goes to a month-to-month relationship. So we're so confident in our services, William, that, you know, we don't lock you in any long-term contract. And, you know, we want to keep retaining you and earning your business month after month. So, yeah, we're able to get you to the top because of our relationship and our abilities to program you to get you to the top, right? So it's just a science project and a math equation, like I always try to explain to the business owners, that it takes to get you to the top, you know? It's not rocket science, but it's just a lot of work, right? And it takes time, commitment, and energy ultimately to do that. But we focus on a couple different fishing ponds too, not just like you showing up on the map section on the first page, but we're also doing those retargeting ads on Facebook, right? And we're also doing the Google pay-per-lead program, right? In addition, so you have 3 different ways to pull from leads to make yourself successful and still keep it affordable at the end of the day, you know? I mean, obviously, you know, my $2.99 package, right, that, you know, is going to get only so many leads on a month-to-month basis. The paper leads are going to act as the filler when you need those extra leads, right? And when you can take on those leads, and you can turn those paper leads on at any time or off, and it's all controlled through our app. It's that simple.
I got you. I see. So the marketing team, we're on a 3-day trial right now. And in the last, we're on our third day. We've got 13 leads from them in 3 days. So to do the math, you would do 13 times 48. You're looking at $624 I would have spent with y'all on those 13. If you actually qualify them,
but out of those 13 leads, were those 13 leads solid leads, though?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, and I'm going to be straight with you. They weren't, like, so I'm always that guy that looks for the, I know this might sound bad, but I look for the negative and the scams and all that anything. And so the person that referred me to them, my main thing was like, okay, let's find out what this person that referred me to them is getting out of it. And I found out today that everyone that they refer, they get $500. So, of course, that person is going to tell me that it's great because they get $500 each person that signs up.
Yeah.
And I've got 13, and I'd say maybe 4 out of the 13 was like leads I could send quotes to. The others haven't answered.
Yeah. So let's say 4, so you would have spent 4 times 48. Yeah. So let's say, like, based on your analogy, so 48 times 4, right? But see, again, being on the tippy top of Google, I don't know if Nextdoor's sharing that lead or not, or if it's an exclusive lead, but with Google, it's an exclusive lead.
I don't know. Nextdoor, so I don't pay. So I've never paid for zero advertisement in anything for 4 years. I've never paid for a lead. This is the first time I've ever done a free. Yeah, so the Nextdoor is just straight neighbors referring me. No, Angie's just straight 99% Nextdoor, word of mouth.
Yeah,
there's no Angie's, there's no.
Well, you said
Meta,
you just did a
no
lead.
Google, I have like 100-something. Yeah, that's me, but I haven't paid for anything. It felt like to spend $2,500, you know, off Jump Street and not know this person from Adam to Eve or, you know, then they say, hey, we're going to send you 70 to 80 leads a month.
Yeah.
You know, like, how are you getting these leads? And it just, even when I call the clients, I'm going to be straight with you. When I call the clients, they are talking to someone else, which I don't even know how they're getting these leads. Mm-hmm. But just like today, one of the leads, we sent them a house quote to clean the house, and they were like, hey, what about the sand in the ceiling quote? Well, we had no idea because what came in to us only said house, so it kind of made us look stupid that we didn't send a sand and seal quote. And so it's just, I'm not impressed yet. I'm impressed with 13 opportunities, not that they were great opportunities, but 13 clients got sent to us, which was nice. But are they sending these same 13 to other companies, you know, and then basically it's like they're just repeating the same clients that they're getting and sending to multiple companies, you know what I mean? And we're all competing against each other and we don't even know it kind of thing, you know? Who knows?
That happens a lot, by the way.
I know. I've done my research, you know.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I tried not to interrupt you.
No, no problem.
I know there's a delay on my end or your end.
Yeah, no, I hear the delay for some reason. I don't know why.
I've done my research, so I know. Yeah, so I know they could send me 13, and then they could send John 13, and they could send Susie all the same 13, and we're all basically fighting for the same leads, and we'll never know if they're really just sending those leads to just one company or if they're using the same 70 to 80 leads for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll never know. And so we're all paying $2,500
for
the same leads, you know, and they're not coming off, you know, they're not new to us, you know?
Yeah. Well, the good news is with the Google pay per lead, you'll see that it's straight coming from Google, right? Number one. And number two, Google will not share that lead with anybody else, right? We just help manage it. We help facilitate it and get it all set up and make sure that you're not overpaying for leads, right? And we optimize those leads for you, right? So that we help pick the areas that you want to focus in on. We help tailor the ads and like make it so you stand out on those ads, right? And so like we work hand in hand with you and Google, right, to make it successful for you. But those leads don't get shared with anybody else. Now, I can't stop, and nor can Google stop anybody else from calling anybody else on Google, right? But at least through that particular program, Google doesn't just start giving that out to your competitors, right? Hence why they're charging you $48 for a qualified lead. So it's fair when it comes down to it, right? Yeah. And, you know, it will scale your business because those leads are great. I mean, people seeing you at the tippy top of Google, right, are the best leads money can buy. You just got to be sensible on them, and you got to make sure that when you are talking to them, William, you're not, you know, just throwing out pricing or agreeing to meet everybody, because you're going to have to pay $48 if you do on that call. So if that person makes sense to spend money on, then of course, yeah, you spend the money. But if it doesn't, you simply say, hey, I appreciate you calling me. Thanks for calling me. Unfortunately, I can't help you. It's that simple. Right? It's better to sometimes turn down some.
Let me ask you a question. How are those leads? How are y'all getting those leads to send to me? Like, where are they coming from?
So what happens is once we get you vetted, right, we focus on keywords that relate to your business. Pressure washing, window cleaning, right? All that stuff that relates to your business, right? And then under that platform, you're going to show up anytime somebody types in a keyword onto Google in the specific areas that we target, and you show up like the first search result, right? At the tippy top, right, of Google. And what happens is they click on it, they call you, right? And then Google's listening into that call with an AI robot, kind of like how you're like, you know, you like listen to it like when you engage with my AI robot, right? And you know, what happens on that is you start asking the questions, right? You start qualifying that caller. And if it makes sense, you pay for it, right? If it doesn't, you simply and politely, like I said, turn it down. We teach you all this stuff too. So we don't just throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you on this and have you start wasting a bunch of money. That's not our whole objective. Our objective is to make you successful so that you continue to keep staying with us. It is really a win-win relationship with us.
Now, what's the difference if so if we pay the $299 and we're at the top three, and then the client just calls us from the top three, and the keywords that you're talking about when they search Google and they find us? Like what's the difference?
So there's different, yeah, great question. There's different parts of Google. So if you were to go right now, let's do this. And I strongly suggest you do it. I can even send it to you right now. So we're going to type in pressure washing. Okay. In St. Augustine, Florida.
So I can't do it on my phone because it'll show me because, like, I've searched my stuff so much.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you the link right now, and you can just click on it. Yeah, here, just click this link. That's all you have to do, okay? And this will show you, like, the people that are on the first page. And what I want you to see, though, is the difference of the different sections of Google on the first page. Let me know once you click that and so I can explain it to you.
I clicked it.
Okay. You see there's sponsored businesses?
Clicked it.
See the first set of businesses, there's the sponsored businesses, right now?
Where do you, so I'm on it and then, oh, sponsored. Okay, yeah, the top.
Yeah, that's the pay-per-lead section. Yeah. Underneath that is the businesses, which has the map, right? It's the map section. Okay? So the $299 puts you on the businesses section on the map side of things, the organic side of what they call Google. Okay? That's what the $299 package does. The pay-per-lead puts you at the very tippy top under the sponsored businesses. Okay? So both have their placement. Both have their success in that sense, right? Because sometimes people are using Google Maps on their phone, right? I search for businesses on my Google Maps. I don't go to Google.com. And, like, whenever I need a business, I go to Google Maps. And that's where the map section really comes in handy, right? But if somebody's on their computer or iPad or tablet, right, and they type in pressure washing in the St. Augustine area, right, this is what they're going to see, right? So being at the very tippy top of Google has its benefits, right, because their eyeball sees those people first. Right? And then underneath that, under the business section on the map section, right, obviously has benefits. Those guys get calls all the time too, right? You know? But the people at the very tippy top are getting the calls first typically than the people that are on the map section because they're getting more eye exposure, right? Because people look like they focus on the people that show up at the tippy top, right, a lot of times. Does that make sense?
No, I see you're making a lot of sense, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Again, I have 1,000 clients for a reason. I got a lot of different companies. You know, I can definitely help you grow. If you wanted to do the pay-per-leads, there are additional expenses, okay? Like, let's say we were going to do the pay-per-leads. There's a one-time $250 cost. We have to pay for a background check for you, right? We got to get all this paperwork taken care of. Right. And we got to show Google that you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance. Okay. Did you ever set up liability insurance, by the way?
Yeah. You're talking about business insurance, right?
Yeah. General liability insurance is what it's called, but yeah.
We're 2 million.
Okay, so you're good.
In a total year, and then $1 million per claim.
Yeah.
Up to $2 million.
Yeah. See, a good vertical, too, just to let you know, obviously, and it kind of purveys with what you already do, and my recommendation would be to really start focusing, yes, pressure washing is your bread and butter, but window cleaning as well. Like, if you guys could really add that layer of
service. We just got into window cleaning. Yeah, we just got into window cleaning, all the equipment and everything towards the end of last year.
We were
doing it if clients asked us, but then we got to a point that we were busy and we were just giving the work away for the last 3 years. And I was like, man, you know, like, window cleaning residential is $10 a window. We did one yesterday that, you know, literally took, you know, 20 minutes to do, and we made $160. So
exactly.
Window cleaning,
and that's
is
why
very,
I think
it's,
that's
it's
why
good.
I
we,
would get you window cleaning
needs for 3 years we were giving
too.
The work away. Probably closed more window leads, I'm going to be honest, than pressure washing.
Yeah.
Window leads, like usually when we quote window leads, let's say we quote 10 of them, we usually get 8 out of 10. It's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. That's good.
Yeah, windows, for some reason, like, when we quote them, like, our average is pretty high on that. I'm not sure what other companies are quoting.
Yeah.
But we just quote $10 a window for the outside and $10 for the inside. And, man, we got one lady that we started doing in January. We did all of her windows, and it was like $1,300 to do her windows in it. You know what I mean? She had 50,
yeah.
I think it was like 54 windows or something.
Okay.
We did the inside and out, and it's like almost $1,300 just in windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, window jobs, like I have a lot of window guys throughout the country, my window guys, they also do pressure washing too, but they morph just like you into window washing as well, because it kind of plays hand in hand. People get their, you know, yeah, mainly their homes pressure washed because, you know, they want their windows clean too, you know. So, you know, having that service available, I could really help you guys take off to have that bolt on. And those Google Paper leads will bring you window cleaning, in addition to pressure washing, power washing.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do I find out what would be the best area to get the business put at? Because you also have the St. John's area, you have St. Augustine. We have Ponte Vedra basically locked down. Ponte Vedra and Ponte Vedra Beach is kind of our bread and butter. And so I wouldn't want to put anything there at those two zip codes, 32081 or 32082, because we already, if you looked at it, 70% of our business last year came from those two zip codes.
Gotcha.
And so
honestly,
our focus,
William,
is either...
Honestly, William, it really, like, Orange Park is a good area. It's getting enough search traffic. I'm looking at it right now. I wouldn't go through the hassle trying to.
Nobody. I live in Orange Park, and nobody uses us. I've never done in 4 years. Never have ever done one day of any of my crews from Orange Park. It's weird.
Yeah.
I live there. Our trucks drive through there all the time to get to the other zip codes, and we have never done one day of any crew doing Orange Park in one day. Like, I've never had a schedule of a day. Like, we'll do maybe one, maybe two jobs in Orange Park in a month. But I've never scheduled Park for the whole day doing jobs. It's usually, you know, we get them in the morning, the one job, and then we go to St. Augustine or Ponte Vedra or St. John's, and then we spend the rest of the day in that zip code. Well, we've never had, to this day, 4 years, man, never did a solid day in Orange Park.
I see.
You can't get jobs, and I know it's a different class of people that live in Orange Park. They're not, most of them are blue collar, or they're average. I know that sounds bad, but most of the time they do their own driveways. HOAs aren't really big in Orange Park like they are in the other big neighborhoods, the rich neighborhoods where HOA is a real big thing. A lot of our work comes from HOA, and they don't, HOA in our area doesn't, they don't really push on driveway cleaning.
I think for what you do, having the paper leads to really focus on the other areas is really what's going to help boost your business to that level you want to get it to, right? Because no matter where we hunker down the business address to get you on, you know, the map section, it's really going to be focusing on those other areas, right, for the paper leads. Like, I mean, I'm sure you probably go to Jacksonville. I'm sure you go to St. Augustine. I'm sure you go to Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach, Jacksonville Beach, right, Orange Park, right, Green Cove Springs. Like, there's all these little areas that you're kind of centralized in that, you know, the paper leads can get you all that activity. Right. And you can take as many leads or as little leads on those as you want. Right. And act as the filler, because my basic package will get you a good ROI. It usually like has a 10-to-1 ratio. Right. On the basic package. Right. But that's only going to get you a couple thousands of dollars worth of business, let's say, a month. Okay. Good, but not great. Right. You know, obviously you want to take your business much more than a couple thousands of dollars worth of business off of ads, right? So the paper leads will be able to help you scale to whatever level you want to go, right? Like, in terms of like, you want to make 10 grand a month, right, worth of jobs? Well, eventually you're going to have to get your ad spend to about $1,000 a month to get there. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just worry about the, you know, those $48. So when I was, what is that other app that that you pay and then no matter if you get it or you don't get it, what is that? Not Pinterest. Yelp.
You mean Yelp or
Angie?
Yelp and Angie's?
In like a 3-day, it might be one of those, they charge you per lead, even if you
Yeah, both those companies charge you per lead.
I'm going to be honest, I got up to $1,000. Yep. I got up to $1,000, like real quick, and I didn't get one single job that I did from it. And I get it that, you know, you're not able to basically, you know, investigate and see if it's a good lead or not before like y'all. But with them, man, it was almost $1,000 and I didn't even get a job out of it. And that kind of made me nervous to kind of pay for leads because it was like, man, that was $1,000 in like a couple of days. And I got nothing out of it. So 48, I know you're saying you could, you know, I could figure out if it's a good lead or not, but I could really see, because a lot of these clients, man, the ones we've been doing in January, they're saying, hey, we're not going to book or even make a decision until March, until spring or something like that. And it's like, man, if I spent $48 for all the leads in January, and yeah, they'll turn into jobs in March and spring. But at the same time, that's a lot of $48 out there in hopes that it, you know what I mean? I can see really easily getting up to $2,000, if, you know what I mean? And
well, that's why you got to be careful with it and not just give anybody, you know, like pricing, you know, over the phone or agree to meet everybody, you know. If they're not ready to do business like right now on it, then you're not giving them. Just say, hey, you know what, just give us a call back, you know, remember our name, right? You know, just give us a call back in the future, you know, when you're ready to, you know, do something. And then I can give you an accurate quote at that time, you know. Because, no, you won't have to pay for those leads. If they're not ready to transact now, you're not gonna waste your money on those leads, right? Those leads are there for people ready to transact now.
Yeah, just,
you know.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in both options. Definitely the 299 starting out, maybe, once I got the zip code, you know, figured out where we're going to be at and changing it, because I think it would be a waste. 20 miles around Orange Park just isn't, we don't get it. We don't do any work. And then not that I don't think y'all are being on the top three would help. The chances are less in my eyes because I've been doing this for 4 years and I really know the zip codes that spend the money and get us out there. Mm-hmm. And I know other several companies that are local, Fleming Island, that don't even do no work in their area. And we hardly do work in Fleming Island. So it's weird, man, over on those other zip codes where that.
Well, that's how we're going to help you
want to try
grow
to get the address changed on the SunBiz and Google.
Yeah, that's how we're going to help you grow and scale. Like, you being in Orange Park, Florida, on the map section is definitely going to bring you business. That's not a problem, right? The paper leads, though, we're going to be able to try all the different areas and find out what areas are working and aren't working, right, and really help keep refining it and dialing it in for you so where you're like, okay, yeah, let's focus just on these five areas, right, because those are getting me the best calls. Right. And that's what we're going to really focus our attention on. Right. So that, you know, you're getting the best leads and you're ultimately able to keep scaling, William, and turning good, you know, marketing, you know, through. And, you know, half the battle is getting you on the first page of Google. The other half is getting you to stand out. Like I said, that picture. And making sure that we're getting you 5-star reviews, because we got to get your 5-star reviews up. Like for instance, when I showed you Lewis Pest Control, right, and them standing in front of their van, well, those guys, when they started with me, only had 3 5-star reviews on Google. Now I have those guys over 100-something reviews now, right, because they've been using our tools and our platform to help gain those 5-star reviews and ultimately grow their brand and their image. Right, much more than us just putting them on the first page of Google.
Yeah, so we, I believe we're at like 150 Google reviews, but we don't, those 150, like we've never pushed to get reviews on there. We do, like we have 820-something faves on Nextdoor, so usually with our clients, we send them the Nextdoor link. And that's why we have 800-something faves.
Yeah.
We probably have 800-something Google reviews if we really push Google. Yeah. Well, we're at 150 something.
Yeah, you're at 152. It's great. It's great. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So, I mean, you're definitely in the right direction. We're going to be able to take this thing and really, like, help you scale this thing to the next level, right? And really get your traffic. My recommendation, let me grab your email, William, and I'll shoot you this email real quick. What's your email?
It's Dirty Ducks, the letters PW at gmail.com.
Dirty Ducks PW at gmail, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to break this down to you. I want you to see this real quick. Getting this right over to you. Because you're actually, like, right at a good time about, like, because your season is going to be coming soon, right? And the cool thing, too, I have some guys that they're seasonal kind of like you, right? Where they'll pause their campaign sometimes with us. And we allow you to do that, by the way. Did you hear that?
Yeah, we're about to hit the busy season. It's just a lot colder here in Florida than it has been in recent years.
Yeah. So
normally, February is the boom. That's where the ball drops. But since it's cold weather, a lot of them think that we're not out here working in the cold. So they're not calling around, or they're not even thinking about their house, their driveway, roof, stuff like that. So normally, February 1st, February 2nd, the ball drops. And that's where our busy season starts. So it started late, and it actually hasn't even started yet. And that's why it's perfect timing, really, to be talking to you because even when busy season gets here, I would love to stack on. You know, last year we did roughly, I think she said $734,000 last year, just off word of mouth.
There you go.
And so that was straight word of mouth, no advertisement. And I would love to have that number even higher this year. And last year was a slow season for us. It was the worst. And I know a lot of people are doing the Facebook ads and all that stuff. And I would like to take advantage of advertising this year and try to grow it more.
Yeah. I mean, it's basic business 101. You know, you got to spend money to make money. And as I, talk to business owners like you all the time, William, you know, I always advise, like, you know, it comes back to, you know, basic business econ that, you know, if you want to grow your business, you need to spend 10% of revenue. So you made $750,000, right? You need to be spending 10% of that just on marketing to continue to keep scaling, right? Your business, right? So obviously that's the money, right? You know, and my point I'm making is even if you get to a point where you can spend $1,000 a month on solid ads that are converting, right? That's going to really get you to your goals that you want to take the business. Now, my recommendation is you start with our ideal package. And I just sent you the email. Let me know when you have that up real quick. It's Dirty Ducks, right? Hold on. Dirty Ducks, right?
Yeah, Dirty Ducks, yeah.
PW. Okay, hold on. Yep. I think I might have misspelled it. Give me one second. Let me resend this to you. Helps if I spelled it right, huh? Hold on one second. Perfect. No. Get this over to you. Okay. Here we go. dirtyducks@gmail.com. Okay, that's perfect. Let me know if you get it now. Might take a quick second, you know.
Did you send it? You sent it the wrong one.
Yeah, I spelled ducks wrong. I had a D-U-K-C-S because I typed it too fast. So now that I look back at it.
Nothing yet. Still waiting.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a second. Google slows.
Yeah,
down
definitely. I'm glad you did reach out.
Yeah, that it just shows you. That my technology is working good.
It.
Crazy how we get business from AI all the time now. Like I'm telling you, it's like it blows my mind away. Like years ago, this wasn't even around, and now it's like it's the thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people that I talk to and stuff hate AI.
Yeah.
But I love it. Like, if I'm talking about getting a new pair of boots, and then next thing I know, I get on Facebook, and I haven't even searched anything, but I get on Facebook, and there's boots
on
all
it.
Over my Facebook. And it's
yeah,
like,
that's
I know
what we're
going to
do
with
AI.
But
that's what we're going to do with the retargeting ad. So, like, when anytime somebody, like, and you get that experience already, so anytime somebody types in pressure washing keywords in the surrounding areas, right, of Orange Park, they're going to, when they log on Facebook, see ads from your business, those retargeting ads. That's how we're going to use that to promote your business. It's the same thing like when you type something onto Google or use AI, and then you're watching YouTube and you're seeing ads on that same thing. Well, we're doing that same concept with Facebook and pressure washing for your business.
Yeah, that's I understood exactly because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
In this day-to-day world, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I do sanding and sealing and on pavers and stuff. And when I get on Facebook, I see other companies, local companies that I see their advertisement because I'm always talking about sand and sealing, or I'm looking up sand and sealing stuff. And yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about because it happens to me on a regular.
Yeah.
It definitely been is something doing that I am stuff? Very interested in.
So what I was going to say is we've been doing that concept for like 12 years now with Facebook, and it's been very, very effective for our business owners. We don't go crazy, right? I always say, look, on our basic package, we spend $100 a month on the Facebook retargeting ads, right? And then we could always do more in the future. But where your money is best spent, and you're going to get like the best form of leads are really on those paper leads. Let me know if you got that email, though.
I did. Yeah, I got it.
So at the top, there's just some videos. We were on TV, Extra Space Storage. The director of marketing did a video for us. The Stingray Electric I was telling you about earlier, he did a video for me, right, in my company. And,
yeah.
You know, he talked about, like, how he uses all our services, especially those paper leads and how it scaled his business. That's a really good video. I strongly suggest you watch that. And then – how the ideal package works is this. You want to get all three going right away, which I strongly suggest is going to be in your best interest. First month's $549. Okay. Yes, it's a little bit more than your normal $299 monthly because, again, we got to pay for that background check and get all your leads, like, situated. But then every month thereafter, it's $299. So $199 to keep you on the local map, the programming, the maintenance, right, keep you on that first page. And then the Facebook ads, we run $100, like I said, right? Call tracking, we actually put a call tracking phone number on everything. So we're going to put a call tracking phone number on your website, your Google Business profile, on all the ads, right, on your Facebook ads. We want to know where the leads are coming from. And that call tracking phone number is kind of like what 911 uses when they, like, people call 911. Like, we're going to get all this analytics on them, right, by that call tracking phone number. It's really beneficial. It's actually expensive to get that, but we include that with our services because we want to, you know, see how we can keep optimizing you and making sure you're more and more successful over time. Okay. You already have a website, but if you ever want us to redesign a website or give you a website, we could take care of that for you. We would do that actually at no additional cost. So that's a good benefit. We put you on all the directories, Yelp being Facebook, Google, and Apple, right, as well. And then the pay-per-lead program, okay? So how the pay-per-leads work like is this, William, okay? Once we get you set up, it's probably going to be around March, right, maybe April for you to be fully vetted and approved, right? As we talked about, it's $48 for every qualified lead, okay? Now, Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front, like a prepaid account. You don't need to take all 13 your first week or even your first month, right? But you got to prepay 13. You start drawing from those 13, right? So let's say it takes you a month and a half or 2 months even to get all 13 done. Once you used up all 13, it auto reloads at a 13 rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm gonna shoot you straight, Matt, like I've been doing the whole time. I'm interested in the first part, the $299 package right now.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like the paper leads, I do, I'm not gonna lie. But I would definitely be interested in not taking a baby step because $299, you know, that isn't a baby step, that's a commitment also, but I would definitely like to see how that works. Get that ball rolling,
sure.
Get all that situated, and then work on the second part instead of both at the same time kind of thing.
Sure.
Anything I do, I always try to just kind of piece by piece kind of thing. So I definitely would be interested in the 290. Both of them I'd be interested in, but right now I would love to focus on one. My biggest issue, I'm going to tell you where I fail at my business, and it's just me and you just talking, I'm bad at – like, I'm on TikTok. If you ever look up Dirty Ducks on TikTok, I sell on TikTok. So I advertise and promote for other companies, right, products and stuff, dishwashing equipment, hoses. I sold out thousands of companies. So, like, I get all of my hoses free. I get a lot of my equipment free because I promote their stuff, and I get paid off the promotion. I also have Steel Fang, one of the top sealers in the world. I've actually got them on TikTok. They're going through the paperwork process right now, and then I'm going to start promoting their products off of it. My main thing is I suck at the website. You can go look at my website. I created it myself. Mm-hmm. It's not the greatest website. I just suck at technology when it comes to that side. The Facebook ads, one reason I haven't jumped into the Facebook ads because I don't know that side. I didn't go to school for that. I didn't learn. And if I put something out there as far as like ads, you know, I want them, I don't want
them to look like crap, you know, and I don't want to waste the money or the time. So that's why I haven't done the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love like a breakdown, maybe an email. You send me an email with the $299 includes, like you were talking about the website.
Do you see the pricing?
Get him up. No,
it's
I see
the
pricing, but I didn't see, hang on, let me.
Mm-hmm. If you go through the email, it's right there.
I was talking to you and trying to read the test. Yeah, but the call tracking, my site, so is the my site website, is that y'all fixed, like, working on my website? Is that what that is?
Yeah, we need to redesign your website. Yeah, and you can, like, we have different templates you could choose from, too. Right. And, we can definitely, help you reconstruct another website and then we'll make updates to it, along the way.
Would it have to be another website or you can
go on.
Are you able to work on my website, like the page and everything I got now, or will we have to completely make a new one?
It depends on if it's, it has like the right programming in it, you know, and that it's accessible, like where it's being hosted, right? I have seen us being able to do that. And then sometimes it's so much headache and it's the way it was like put together that we have to start from scratch, right? Because it's just too much time to like actually work on it. Does that make sense? So it just depends on how it was built.
I got you. So I go through, I think it's called WordPress. Is it WordPress? I used a very good, I didn't go through GoDaddy or anything like that. Like, I actually went through WordPress, and I believe it's WordPress. But so it's a good website. One thing that I liked about the website is I'm able to take, like, my domain and stuff like that. Like, with GoDaddy, once you go through GoDaddy and you leave GoDaddy, you don't get to keep your website and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck there unless you just make an all new one somewhere else.
GoDaddy does that to people.
And so I made sure when I chose one, but I would definitely like the website. You know what I mean? That help on that would be nice. I've had so many people reach out to me, man, about they could fix my website and do all this and that. And it's like, again, it comes back down to trust.
Yeah.
Trusting somebody to go in your website and, you know, mess with stuff.
Yeah. So I actually assign an account manager on the back end of my team, William, and their job is to do the dirty work and make sure that, you know, all the day-to-day stuff gets done on your account, right? Orchestrating you and my team, because we're going to need some paperwork from you. We're going to need stuff like done. We're going to need to make sure that you know how to use all our tools. You're picking up the phone, right, when the leads come in, and stuff like that. And so any changes that you want to your website, one thing they'll probably request is showing us before and after photos that we can gather from you, you know, to really kind of demonstrate your work on that like level. So all of that's like really beneficial when it comes to, you know, making sure that everything gets done. So I will be behind the scenes and I will be communicating with you. But once I introduce you to your account manager on the back end of things, their job is to make sure that you're getting the success and that we're making sure that we retain you as a client on a month-to-month basis. Okay. Now, to kind of shoot you how this project works and how things work, okay, the first couple weeks is us programming everything. We got to get, you know, everything done. We got to get access to your website. We got to get all your ads built and all the programming and everything, right? So that's when all the magic really starts to happen, right? But the first 30 days, you will get success, but it's really month two where this thing starts to take off. Right, where you're going to see a night and day difference in phone calls. And then really month three, it's like full steam ahead from there. Okay. So there is a little bit of a ramp up period. It's not too crazy. It's not like months and months either, right? But it is a little bit of a ramp up period, especially the first couple weeks, because we got to do all that programming and that foundational stuff.
I see you.
Yeah. So we do that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Are y'all doing any, is your company doing anybody else in St. Augustine, Ponte Vedra? Do you know if y'all are doing the same service in the area that I'm focusing in?
For the pressure washing, right? Like I don't know, right? At like first glance, right? Do we sometimes have clients overlapping? Yes, right? Because I have some guys that are nationwide. They're focusing on many different areas. We try not to focus on too many people in too many area. And the reasoning why, first off, it's Google rules, right? But they understand Google, like, understands that overlapping does happen, right, from time to time. But our business doesn't intentionally just try to do a bunch of same people in the same areas, because it's really not fair to you or to them if we're trying to optimize both of you guys to compete against each other. So, you know, to shoot you straight, I don't know right now until I heavily dig in. But I can tell you this, that's not one of our like operational practices that we try to do.
Gotcha.
It's just keep it fair. Now, do I have, like, pressure washing guys all over the country? Absolutely, right? That's one of my, I would say, best industries besides, like, electricians and roofers and flooring guys, right? You know, you guys are, like, considered a tradesman. You guys are – and the fact that you'll do window washing, let's go, you know? Now, your Google business profile shows Dirty Ducks pressure washing and ceiling. Right? Let me ask you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does your LLC name show as?
So I have an LLC, so people can't take the LLC side of it. And I also have the corporation side, which is the and ceiling. I go through SunBiz just so they can't take both. But, yeah, so I run out of the Dirty Ducks pressure washing and ceiling, not the LLC on Google and stuff, everything else.
Okay, so that name, though, what do you have that name tied to? Is that a like a corporation, or is that like, because the thing about it is, right? Yes, you have a Google business profile that shows Dirty Ducks pressure washing and ceiling, right? But is that name tied to a business entity, or is it not?
You're talking about like like the insurance side and all that.
Yeah, because I'm gonna like that's it's because look, Google. I don't know when you created your business profile with Google, but Google now, right, has a whole qualifying process when it comes to stuff, right? Because everybody and their grandmother.
Yeah, they wound up, so Google already put me through the ringer. I was down on Google for about 3 months because I had an LLC originally. Then they, for some reason, I changed it over to the AN ceiling, the EIN, all that good stuff, and they didn't approve it, so they shut my Google down. I had to pay someone to basically deal with Google to get my page up and, you know, and prove that everything was legit with the AN ceiling part. Because the LLC I didn't have an issue with, but when I changed it over, then I also changed over the address, and I think that was what got me also, because I tried to put my address somewhere where none of my documentation showed on, you know, Dirty Ducks, you know, it didn't show. So they shut me down for 3 months. I had to pay somebody to go and basically put me back in Orange Park, because I tried to get out of Orange Park. And but, yeah, I'm all legit with Google. I sent them the insurance form. I sent them the SunBiz form. I sent them everything that has
the name that's on Google. That's all that. That's all I was like basically asking.
Yep,
so that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's all legit.
Look, the only downside of waiting to do the pay per leads later, William, is whenever you call me and you're like, okay, Matt, I want to start doing that. That's going to take another 2 months before you're going to be able to turn that on switch on. That's the only, like, I have a guy in Texas right now. He does garage doors. And I just talked to him last week, and he's like, man, I want to start doing those paper leads that you were telling me about. I want those leads you were telling me about, because I'd love to get some more leads coming in other than your $299 package. And I said, yeah, okay, but it's going to take 2 months to get it going. He's like, 2 months? I said, yeah, man, I told you this. Like, you know, and he's like, man, that's a long time. I said, well, I can't just, you know, flick that on switch. That's why I always push people at the beginning, you know, to take that seriously, because I already know you're going to want those leads eventually, right? So that's my only recommendation, William. You know, it doesn't matter to me how you want to start it, but my recommendation is you're definitely going to want those leads because it's going to help you scale, right? And it is a 2 month project for us to be able to bring those to the table for you.
Yeah, it just with everything at the end of the year, I instead of paying taxes on everything, I bought a whole bunch of new equipment.
Yeah.
I gave everybody Christmas bonuses. So I maxed out, you know what I mean, the side of the business just so. It's better just, I'd rather buy new equipment and give, you know, my employees bonuses instead of 30% paying, you know, taxes on. And so right now,
but this is a tax write-off too.
All of it is, but what I'm saying is like putting the 624 plus the five, you know, you're looking at $1,300 off Jump Street, just to get it. You know what I mean? Now, if you were like, hey, you know, during the 2 month period while we're getting it going, you won't have to start paying until like it's officially up and running. Then that would definitely be something I'd be interested in.
Let me break it down so maybe you can understand a little bit better. So if you did all three levels, 549 would be basically we would start, and then next month would be 299. The following month would be 299, right? You wouldn't be putting down that 624.
Yeah.
until several months later until you're pre-approved and ready to go for that. And you can start that 624 whenever you want, once after you get approved, of course, right? So if you need a little time, we're not going to be down your throat. It's just getting that ready. So when you do want it and want to start using that, you're ready to rock, especially when your season's about to begin, right? You know, and that will be at your accessibility to start drawing from those leads. Because let me tell you, William, I've been doing this a long time. Our basic package at $299 is fantastic. It helps businesses out. Like, that's our bread and butter. But those paper leads, man, there's nothing better than those things. Like, it takes it to a whole new level, right? And it gives you a lot more control over your marketing. And you can spend as little or as much money you want on a month-to-month basis. So when you need those extra bit of business, you're turning those paper leads on. But when it's really slammed and you can't take on any more business, guess what? You keep those leads off. Like my client, right, I showed you Lewis Pest Control. He has his paper leads off right now, literally, because he's so slammed, right, that he can't take on any more new business other than his basic package, right? Like, he can't handle anymore right now. So, but those paper leads are there when you can take on that extra business, right, and for those weeks maybe that are slower or whatnot, and to help you, like I said, scale when you need it. Does that make sense?
So on the, 100%. So on the paper leads, nothing I pay for until I'm approved, and then that's when it would start.
Exactly. And we'll sit down with you.
That's correct.
Yeah. So the only thing, like, to get it going is you have to pay that first $250, which is included in the $549. Once you get approved, right, let's fast forward a few months later. It's probably going to be April, maybe March, but it's probably going to be April. Let's just say it's April, right? Like, let's say it's April 5th, you get pre-approved from Google. They vetted you, the background check, everything's good. They got all the paperwork. We got all that stuff handled. Now you're ready to go, right? We'll sit down with you and like, okay, William, congratulations. You're pre-approved. We're ready to start taking those paper leads. You'll tell us, well, I can't do it now. How about in 2 weeks from now? Okay, that's fine. We'll give you a call. Again, it's 624. Do you get to prepay for the 13 leads, right? Is that when you want to do it? Yes. Okay. Then we'll start it when you want to start it, right? And then that's how that would work.
So the 549, that includes that application fee in it for the paper leads to get approved and all that.
That includes the background check and all of that, right? And includes your first month. So includes your $199 to get you on the first page of Google. Like I said, we'll take care of your website. Includes the $100 in Facebook ads in that cost as well, right? That's all included in that $549. And then every month thereafter, right? So let's say we did it today on the 4th, okay? Today you would spend $549, and then on the 4th of every month would be your $299 would come out, okay? Your $299 until we get your paper lead set up, whenever that date happens to be. It's probably going to, like I said, be sometime April. That date happens, right? We sit down with you. William, are you ready to start doing the paper leads? No, not yet. Okay, how long do you need? Probably 3 weeks. We call you in 3 weeks, okay? Okay, William, you ready to do it now? Okay, yeah, I can do it. Again, it's 624. We work with you. We get that 624. And then you start drawing from those paper leads on a one-by-one basis, right? Once the 13 leads are depleted, it reloads.
Okay, now I got everything you're saying. Now, how do you know what's the paper leads coming? How do I know what are the paper leads and the ones that I really got to focus on, not just scheduling, but trying to figure out if that's a lead that I want to, that I'm interested in? Unlike other just normal leads or other leads coming in, how do I know they're paper leads?
Fantastic, fantastic. First off, you're going to download the Local Splash app, okay? Just like you saw our digital assistant, little Jordan there, like, we've actually invested millions of dollars in our app. So our app's going to control all of that, and you're going to be able to tell by the caller ID, right, as well, when the lead comes in, right, whether it's just a normal, like, $299, your regular package lead from like either Facebook or being on the first page of Google, or if it's an actual Google Pay Port lead. So that's all part of your training process and why I have an account manager assigned to your file as well on a monthly basis to communicate with you in addition to me, because we're going to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks and you're educated and you'll know, believe me, you'll know that the difference between a paper lead and the regular leads. It's the way it shows up.
Yeah, see, I wonder how that would work with the software that we're using. I am curious, like, so we're going through an app called Torque to keep up, like, all of our phones are recorded. I wonder if that would show on the, I'm sure it would, but I'm wondering if that, you know, with the call ID would show up. Because when people call us, like, say I called you and it would show my name, William Scheid, if I called you just from my cell phone. But in the app that we use, there's no names that come in ever. Mm. So like, even if a person's got their name and everything saved to their phone, it doesn't show their name.
Wow.
It just shows their number. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So totally. That would be, I don't know, like if you called me from, you get what I'm saying? If you called me from your cell phone,
totally.
Sometimes it'll show that client or the person that
system.
That number.
So all the leads and everything, that's why we have a call tracking phone number. So we're going to get an area code that's similar that like that's regular to your business phone number that you have right now. And we're going to utilize that number on all the stuff that we're doing, right? And it's going to show us where the leads are coming from.
Oh, so when the number comes in,
it routes to your cell
phone. So the number won't be the client's number. Yeah, so the number that'll be calling in will be from that number and not the client's numbers.
Exactly. Well, you'll see the client's like caller ID though on it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, you'll see the client caller ID as well on it. Like again, we're going to test it with you. You're going to see it. You're going to like very much experientialize it, and our app will keep track of all the leads, where they came from, because we're going to have a monthly account review with you, William, and we're going to go through all the leads that you got from our services, right? Because, again, we're a full digital marketing company.
I see what you're saying.
Our goal is to grow your business. And the cool thing is all your calls with us as well are recorded as well. So it keeps tabs of all that, helps you, like, go back to calls, and it really helps you stay organized with, you know, our services as well.
I see what you're saying. So when they call, just so I'm making sure, it wouldn't be the client's number coming in. It would be going through y'all's app that has y'all's number. And so the number that will show up on our end will be the app's number. Because I would guess that would be smart anyway. So if I denied a call and then I could just use another cell phone to just call that client back and y'all would never know. So this way nobody has that client's number to be able to do some scammy stuff like that.
You'll have the client's number, like, but the app's going to track that lead, because when that call comes in, it really gives, if we just use your number, we wouldn't know how many leads we're producing or not, you know, and so this gives it full transparency on both levels, like how well everything's performing, you know? And it gives us analytics
on what areas
are performing better than others as well.
But what stops that company, say I'm set up through y'all, and that client calls in, but then I use a completely different cell phone number to call that client back to get the job,
but the pay per lead, like you're not going to be able, like, on the Google paper lead, you're not going to be able to do that tactic. Like, on my normal package, you could, but I mean, again, you're paying $2.99. You're not going to bite the hand that feeds, right?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm getting you business, you're not going to,
just curious.
But on the paper leads, you're not going to be able to like hang up and then call the client back or do backdoor stuff like what you're saying. Like, that wouldn't be able to be possible. They like, that's been thought about like 1,000% times over. So, you know, but at the same time, you know, we're talking about scaling your business. We're talking about getting leads that convert, right? That's what we're going to focus in on, is making you show up on the first page of Google, making sure that we're fishing in a couple different ponds. As I demonstrated, you're going to be on the map section. We're going to be spending $100 in retargeting ads and then working towards the end goal. And that's the long-term play. And that's the pay-per-lead program to act as the filler when you do need those extra leads.
I got you. So today, if I said yes, it would be the $549. And then once we go through the getting me approved and all that, then that's whenever the $624 monthly, if I use all 13 leads, will start. So today would be $549. And then when's the time period? Like, when do y'all get started on the website, started on everything? Like, how long
does
that
usually take? Yeah, I mean, it takes us 14 days, 10 to 14 days to get you out, like, a completed website, right? So let's say you wanted to do a full-on I'll see if we can redo we'll have to get access to your website, obviously the domain name, right? But we would either see if we can just build what you have there, or if we just got to choose one of our templates and design it from there. You know what I mean? Either way, we're going to make you a beautiful website. So if you want to redesign your website, that's cool. I mean, the only thing I would change pretty much is maybe some of the photos, but the layout of the website is really nice.
Yeah, I did it myself. So
I
using
think
Christine.
You did a bad job. I think it just needs to be
that was the first website. Yeah, it was the first time ever doing a website. It took me a little while to do it, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I can get you that digital assistant. You know, get you that product too, with it, right? And that will help you handle phone calls, just kind of like you experienced today with us, right? And it will help you schedule appointments, reschedule appointments, right? Eventually it could help you with, chatting with the customers. Like we've made 13 already, integrations, with this technology already, and we can bring that to the table, for you. So right now we're able to offer that to our clients at no additional cost right now. So eventually
for the AI
technology,
so that anytime they would.
Yeah.
So when the clients call in, the AI Jordan, a Jordan type thing is part of the package.
Yeah. I can throw that in. That's correct.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and we can start this, man.
Yeah.
Is it month to month, or is I know
commitment.
You said
it's a 3-month commitment, and then after that, it strictly goes to a month to month relationship with us.
Okay.
Let's 3-month commitment. Number one,
I got an hour
money the first 3 months, so we need you to give this a good solid 3 months to see if this is worth a long term investment, obviously on your end. Right. But, and we've seen that people that give us a 3-month commitment to see how well this thing works, they stay with us. We retain 96% of those people.
Yeah. I'd say I already got an hour and 32 minutes invested in on you. So,
Okay. So let me ask you, what address did you use when you set up your LLC or whatever the Dirty Ducks pressure washing and sealing, what address did you use for that?
It's 463 Federal Hill Road, Orange Park, Florida, 32073.
Gotcha. See it right here. 463. Okay, so we're going to keep it Dirty Ducks pressure washing and sealing, because obviously that is your name, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, trying to change that name or adding the word window washing in there or anything like that, it's just going to create too much complication. So we're just going to keep it like that, right? And but we're going to really help target you window washing leads as well. in addition to pressure washing, okay, and sealing. Now, your
bread and butter
is
the same. If you could put somewhere,
what's your question?
IAM, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could, our primary where the bread and butter is paver repairs and sanding and sealing. That's where we make the money,
is the
repairing pavers. Nobody hardly in our, yep.
Okay.
And repairs.
Yeah, sanding, sealing,
pavers. Nobody in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody in our area is doing repairs. So a lot of times we get the sand and seal even if we're higher because we can do the repairs and they don't have to go through two different companies to do the repairs and the sand and sealing. So we do all of it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Do you also do like garage floor, like that sort of stuff too? Like sealing in that area?
Epoxy's?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay.
No, so it's right now the epoxy is something that I want to get into eventually, but right now we kind of do so many services. Yeah, it's kind of tough to add that one right now. If we cut off some of the services, then I would be able to.
Pressure washing and window cleaning and pavers, that's plenty of business, especially for being on Google to keep you guys busy.
Yeah, it is. So we do roof washes, we do house washes, fence washes, anything on the property washing-wise, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, so driveways, patios, pool patios, screen enclosures, lanais, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha. Perfect. Okay, and then, William, how do I spell your last name?
S-H-I.
S-H-I?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. And then this is going to be the best phone number for you, the 904-788-6931.
Yeah, that's the company number. If you need a personal, I can give you my personal, but the business, this is the business line that you call.
I mean, that's fine. We can keep it this number. Can we, like, obviously we can call and text you and all that to that number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Cool. So we can call, we can text. What do you want, like, what's your best form of communication? Calling, texting, emailing? If you were to say, Matt, this is the best way to get to me out of all three of those, what would that look like?
Texting, normally I'm not on the phone this long. Normally,
yeah.
I've already had probably 7 calls call in. So texting is, it's always the easiest. And then if we talk on the phone and you're like, hey, Will, I need this. If
yeah.
I have it text, I can always go back, or Stephanie can do it, Jana Lee can do it, Chris can do it. So everybody can listen to this phone call. Everybody can see your text coming in. So if I'm not able to do it, then I can say, hey, Matt needs this. Can you send this to him? And then everybody can help everybody. So texting is the best. But if you got a call, that's okay too. Whatever, email, whatever's convenient for you, but texting would be my preferred route. Even with my clients, because you know, when they mm-hmm. ask for something or they need something and we're able to
huh?
text, everything is, you can see it. So it's, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this, William. What do you want your hours of operations to be? Let's start like Monday through Friday first.
It could be 8 a.m. to, you know what I mean, 7, 8 to 8, whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay.
People call me, believe it or not, they'll call me at 10 o'clock at night. So I really...
Yeah.
I never turn down business. If the phone call, like, comes in, 7 days a week, to be honest with you.
That's
money's
why
money,
the
you know?
Digital assistant will really come in handy because it doesn't sleep, right? And so when somebody calls in, like, at midnight or something like that, the digital assistant can take that phone call.
Yeah, that's probably the main thing I love about y'all, I'm going to be honest, is she – I love her, Jordan. Like, I fell in love with Jordan just talking to her. Having that, because right now, that is probably the biggest weakness I have right now is office, because I've hired just
just for like office people, and they just can't do what I want or expect from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you call a client calls in and you don't call them 30 minutes later, that client's already called someone else, and so we lost the job. Or if you say something stupid on the phone, like if they ask you a question and you're like, oh, let me find out if we do that, it's like, how the fuck do we not do house washes? Why are you, you know what I mean, saying you'll find out? Like, I can't
yeah.
train an office girl or a guy to do what I need. Like, if someone calls in, they're like, I had one lady, man, they called in, they were like, hey, they asked a question that we do, and all my employees, they always start in the field at least for a couple of days to kind of see what we really do, how hard mm-hmm. the work is, and all that good stuff. And a client called in, and she was like, is the windows included, washing the windows included on a house wash? Duh. Like, they're going to get hit while we're doing the house wash. And she literally, because I can listen to every call, and I'm OCD about that. I will listen to every call. And she was like, I'll find out and get back with you. And it's just like, now that client they're not 100% sure they're going to get what they want. So they're probably going to call someone else right when they get off the phone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the cool thing is it's going to take time to dial in the Jordan, right? But our team will help you with that. And you'll be able to customize it to whatever you want. I mean, literally, this technology is going to take our company to a whole nother level. Like, that's why my owner has been very, very smart. This is why we've been in business for 21 years. This is why he owns our own big commercial building, right? And it's because he's always been innovative in investing into this kind of stuff, right? And once we really roll this out, right now we're able to like give it away like to certain, you know, people that get certain packages with us, right? If you would have just done the $299, I wouldn't have been able to give this to you, right? Because you're just too low of an account. But now that you're like, okay, gonna like eventually go towards those pay per leads and everything, and take, you know, our marketing seriously, then, you know, we're gonna be able to give you this. You know, but eventually we're going to be charging for that technology because of, you know, it's valuable, right? But right now we're just allowing business owners to have it because we're like basically going to be using, you know, that as more of testing grounds, right? You know, because at first we tested it. Now that we're like, okay, we got it refined and we dialed it in. Now the people that are getting it like at infancy stages like you are, right, are going to get reaping that benefit. But over time, like when we actually start, you know, like charging for it, like people are going to be paying, you know, monies for it because it is a great tool. Like you said, it helps with that, you know, human capital and all that stuff, you know.
Jordan. So. Will she only be helping on the paper leads and on Google, but she won't be helping on all calls that come in or just the, can you explain that part? Like what parts
yeah,
will
yeah.
she
so
be helping
Jordan,
out on and what
Jordan
parts
will
won't
be
she be
tied into any of our campaigns and all of that stuff. But like anything else, I don't necessarily know if we're able to like have that like fully integrated with all your other stuff. You know, I can find out, you know, maybe there's a way we can maybe do that, you know, for you. I'll find out. But I mean, obviously with anything that relates to us, you know, you'll have the Jordan technology, you know, like for answering the calls, scheduling and that sort of thing. But like, yeah, full on like other integrations of your entire business model. All like I said, I can definitely ask, you know, for it, but like, you know, we could start with this. And then if like, it is something you want to roll out for your other side of your business, I'm sure my company would be willing to figure out a way to help you with that.
Now on the, will she be helping out with the top three part? So if they call from Google, she'll be helping out. Or will she only help out on the paper
yeah,
leads?
Yeah, if you like, yeah, you're gonna set it up the way you wanted it to set up, right? So, but it learns as it goes along too, right? So once you do your first setup, and you'll be making tweaks. Like we've made over 130 something tweaks to our Jordan, right? So you know, it's been tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. So over time, the cool thing is you'll be able to make those tweaks to the digital assistant, right? And they're going to be able to, like, do what you want, and it's going to be able to think on its own too, right? It's not like if it does this, then you do this.
But it will – Is it just for the paper leads, or is it for anybody that calls
Google?
If they click on...
No, it's for all of our services, Jordan will be available. Not just paper leads. Anything that relates to anybody that calls that call tracking phone number that we placed on your account, that'll be Jordan accessible. Anybody on the paper leads, right? All of that stuff will be part of the Jordan ecosystem. Make sense?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yep.
And that'll give you a good taste of it, too, whether you want to roll that whole thing out on your entire business or not. Because, yes, of course, like, that is going to be our next playbook in the future, is having digital assistants for companies, right, to be able to handle, like, scheduling, rescheduling, all the sales calls, all the booking, right? Imagine AI being able to do all that for you. Right, and it does it effectively, if not better than a human being.
No, that sounds good.
It's kind of scary, though. It makes me concerned whether it's going to take my job one day or not. But, but you know, it is scary.
I could see Jordan taking. That's the cool thing with AI. AI can't take my job.
Yeah.
Unless they start building robots, but like with people over the phones, I could really see AI really screwing up.
Oh yeah, AI is definitely going to take over. Like anytime you call a bank, anytime you call customer service, anytime you call like anything related to that, as it grows and gets smarter and smarter, it's already there because we've already proven it with our technology. It's there, and that's scary, you know. But I don't necessarily – I don't think our company is going to replace, like, us type of human capital because they believe in it and it's helped them, you know, be the way they've been. So, you know, I just don't see them fully, like, getting rid of, like, us and just making a bunch of robots. But at the same time, you know, it is there, though. It is something, you know, I tell my wife all the time.
Well, Matt, if you ever get replaced, Matt, I'll hire you on the pressure washing side.
Okay.
You come out here and pressure wash and stuff.
I got
you always
you.
Got a job
hey,
with
I'm
us.
I'm
going
to hold
man.
You to that now. You know?
I will. Yeah, I love my favorite part about hiring people is the first day.
Yeah? Why is that?
But yeah, I'm ready to get the ball rolling. I love the website idea. I love the Jordan. I love it all. I love the paper leads, especially in 2 months. I wish it was 30 days, but
yeah,
we'll make it work in 2 months. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. We got to set up a security question on your account, okay? That's to protect the privacy. And then anytime, William, you know, we call you, we're going to, hey, what's the security question answer? So you can either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Do you have any other questions? Because those are, like, security questions for other – do you have
a
different
only
security question?
Yeah, that we can choose from. Like, so, like, your first pet's name, either city you were born in or your mother's, like those are the only three that we're, like, allowed to utilize is what the
I got you. I guess we'll do the pet's name.
Okay, what's that answer?
The pet's name's fun.
Fun?
F-U-N? Zeus.
Oh, Zeus.
No, Zeus.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Alrighty. Okay, so I'm getting your invoice put together right now, then I'm gonna be emailing that over to you. Okay. So what would you like to use? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you like?
Let me see.
messed up part is I gave my wife my other card, my business card. So I guess we'll just use this one. Can I always change the payment after the first month?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll use this one for the $549.
Yeah,
and then we can update that card info.
Yeah, so it's a Visa.
Okay. That should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
4270-8250-5411.
Wait, you broke up. So 4270-8250-5455.
5411-6145.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. 4270-8250-5411-6145.
Yep.
Okay. Expiration?
Yep. That's it. It is 0530.
Okay. And 3-digit code on that.
It is 484.
484. Okay. And the address, that's the same address as the 463?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and get this over to you, okay? I do have to read this thing to you just to make sure that we got everything clear, okay? And since I am getting you a pre-agreement in terms of I'm also getting you the digital assistant with it, so I'm going to be sending this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me real quick and just be like, hey, Matt, you know, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you. That way, you know, I make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All righty. You know, us guys are trying to multitask at the same time. We're not always the best, right? That's
right.
The one thing AI can do better than us. Okay. So welcome to the Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dirty Ducks, Pressure Washing, and Sealing.
Perfect. Perfect. Exactly. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
William Shy, the owner.
Okay. Perfect. And then please, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'm also going to text you this phone number as well. Okay. Please allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provided a security question to verify anytime that Local Splash is calling and not another company, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner? These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other forms recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days upon request?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I got to go through this. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Yeah. We'll be charged today. Today is February 4th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the fourth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and you're going to be getting some automated text message any second now. I'm just working on getting this, okay, finished up for you so that I can get this over to you. Make sure you download the Local Splash app, okay? It's definitely going to be like your friend and your tool, okay, because you're going to want that in terms of having that, you know, at your fingertips, okay?
Is it spelled, is it spelled like it is, Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash. It'll be L-S. You'll see the logo. You'll see the logo. Yeah, just type in L-O-C-A-L, Splash, S-S, excuse me, S-P-L-A-S-H, and then you'll see, like, the actual the app logo is just L-S.
L-S. Yeah, so what do I need to add with the Splash, because it's not what's the beginning of it?
Local, L-O-C-A-L.
Okay, local, yeah, I didn't put that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said I'm looking for just the two letters, L-S?
Yep.
All right.
Should be like the only thing.
It's an orange letter L and then a blue letter S.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it. And then
just making sure, because some of these apps, they're so close to each other, they, yeah.
And I'm going to be putting your username and password for that as well. But you'll have that.
All right.
Just working on getting your account details. We also got to schedule up a 45-minute call to go over some things, right, on your account and everything. You were telling me your hours of operation, you want it Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. What about, like, Saturday and Sunday? We never finished that, by the way. I want to make sure I get that.
Yeah. Hang on once. Yeah, I guess the same. You could do the same, unless you want to do 9 to 5 or something. It doesn't really matter. Any time on that, I guess.
Okay. Nine to five, you want that? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. But if AI's gonna, if Jordan's gonna be answering the calls,
yeah, it's just for the public.
You really should, I guess, do any, like.
Yeah, you're right. It is, but it's just for the for the public 9 to 5, just making sure, like, we show, you know, that you know. But we can always change it, too. But you're right. Jordan can answer those calls at any time, you know.
On the app that I downloaded, it says enter your phone number to get started. I just entered the 904, the work
number. Password in a second. Correct. I'll generate it as soon as I'm done, like, you know. I'll get you that password. Just give me 1 second.
I just don't know through the app if I can get codes sent to me. Because that can to send me a code to the work number. I don't know through the app that we go through that we can receive codes. That's the only bad part.
Yeah.